Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your post-game playoff reaction for LAFC versus the Seattle Sounders. I'm Travis Helwig.
I'm Darren Miller.
And I'm Vince LaRosa.
And I want to thank our special guest for the show, Ted Uncle. Ted, come on in. We really appreciated what you did for us today. Really unbelievable performance out there, Ted. We love you. We've always loved you. And none of us doubted your ability to rep again.
We never doubted Ted Uncle. Make the shirts.
Let's fucking go. How's everybody feeling? Oh, how are we feeling after that barn burner?
I'm going to go with good. Vince, how about you?
Strong, yeah. Yeah, good. I'll say about Ted Uncle, you know, it's the thing that we suspected all along. He's just incompetent. He doesn't actually hate LAFC because clearly it didn't go well. And let's be fair, Christian Roldan did buy a couple fouls from two. So he went a little bit both ways. But if you're a Sounders fan, I feel you. But hey, we've been there too many times before, so we're not that. We don't feel too much for you. Other than that, I just posted on Twitter. It felt like 2018. LAFC scores a goal from a talented winger. Their goalkeeper goes nuts. And they literally run out of Seattle with a 1-0 win. They probably shouldn't have. Like, that was March of 2018. That was the first game we ever played, easily.
It didn't feel like
2023.
Well, I remember what we were talking about in the preview show, Vince, hey, where I was thinking about Max Crapoa, but I was, when we talked about how Seattle mucked up the game once they got the lead and just fouled us and fouled us and fouled us and we got frustrated and angry and never found our rhythm. And turns out we could do that too if we wanted to. It turns out, the second half was not fun to watch as an LAFC fan. I imagine it was even more upsetting to watch as a Seattle fan, but oof. Did it feel good to pull one back from them and fuck the Sounders? We've beaten them in the playoffs once, and we've broken our Lumen Field curse that we've had as well.
It is crazy to think that, like, whenever you get fucked over in that kind of a way where it's just, like, kind of a dirty game, it's a dogfight, and you're always on the bad end of it, or if it's bad calls, it's crazy how shocking it is that it's like, oh, you can also play that game and win if that's what you're forced to do. I don't know how often we've done that, but it's like, it's almost like, at least for me, it was like an epiphany that it was an option.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The very good point there, Darren, is like, you can do that too, right? And I think a lot of LAFC fans for years were like, why don't we do that too? And you got to give a lot of credit, obviously, to Steve Trundolo. He kind of instills in this team, this like, we can win any way possible. And that sometimes means exactly what you said. But I don't want to say that like Bob's teams didn't completely have that. It's just like, there's also the player profile that LAFC has now. A lot of like veterans that understand like and actually enjoy playing that way. The Chiellinis, the Ilias, the Kellen Acostas. So I think you put those two together and yeah, you finally have an LAFC that says like, we just want to win. We don't care. Like we're okay if you hate us for winning ugly, because we want you to hate us anyways, because that means we won and we're out of here and see you later.
Yeah. It really felt like, I don't know. It felt like even though we didn't have the ball or control of the game, it felt like everything was going according to Steve Cherundolo's plan. And I know you talk about that a lot, Vince, where it's like, we don't need the ball to be in control of the game. And I'm not saying we were in control of the last 20 minutes. That was a nightmare, but that was the plan. The plan was to sit in a low block and hopefully get a counter. We only had one fucking shot the whole game. And thank God it worked. Thank God it worked. And I can't believe we've gone this far without talking about the clear man of the match, the obvious happy foot of the match, Max Crippo playing his best game for us since MLS Cup final with 5 goal stopping saves, unbelievable ones at that. Maybe his best game we've ever seen him play for us. It was from the get-go, Max's game, and I hope he is proud to have come back from that journey that he was on and put in a performance like that at the end of the year.
It felt like a game, a Maxime Crippo game, but not playing for LAFC. If you guys remember 2021, when LAFC was at home against Vancouver and just really needed a win, ultimately didn't really matter, but I think he made 10 saves in that game. That's what it felt like. Like, he could do no wrong. He just had an eye on everything. And I agree with you. You know, they didn't control the game per se, but like, they defended well. I think the biggest thing that Steve will probably be on them for is like, guys, when you win the ball, we have to pass to another guy on our team. And I think I posted about it, you know, midway through the half. It's like, they have no outlets right now. Like, they're defending okay, but if you just keep allowing them to come back at you, you're going to give up set pieces like you did. And they just really, that was maybe their Achilles heel in this game. But look, Maxime Crippo was there for you. And that's what you want from a high level goalkeeper, is to make the saves you expect them to make, but also every once in a while pull a couple out where it's like, thanks, you saved us there. And that was, like you said, it's the Maxime Crippo game. It is like, really, Boanga scores a goal, but it's a Maxime Crippo game.
100%.
Yeah, there was a lot of pinball going on, at least especially in the first half.
And Seattle was okay with that, right? And then they kept winning set pieces, kept winning corners. Like, they had to think, like, come on, we're going to put one of these corners in. And LAFC were just very good defending set pieces.
I also want to say our defense in general was fantastic, but we talked about, could Chiellini play 90 on turf? And we were right that Vela could not. But Chiellini not only played 90 on turf, but played really fucking well on turf and put his body on the line a bunch of times in ways that I got nervous about when he was doing it. But I mean, it's clear he wants another. I don't know. I love it. He's my favorite LAFC player of all time. I love Giorgio Chiellini. I will always love Giorgio Chiellini.
I found yet another gripe I can have about turf because of Giorgio Chiellini. It's not that, like, obviously turf is horrible, but like, just add this to the list. If a guy has a bloody knee, you can't send him off the pitch. Like, it's turf, guys. Like, half the team probably has a bloody knee. All three of us have played on turf, and I bet you half the people in the chat. And you literally get a bloody knee just by going down to tie your shoe. So this is not, like, I just don't quite understand. And, like, is a player going to fall and their mouth is going to land on his knee? Like, what are we worried about here? It's just, it was a little too much, but it luckily didn't come back to bite them in the end.
Any other happy feet that you guys want to set up?
I mean, we talked about stepping up to the physical battle and playing that game and winning it. That wasn't our game. That was their game that we played and won. That was very cool to watch. We talked about Maxime, the classic Boanga blast.
And that's the LAFC stamp of approval. The same. Yes. The LAFC tweeted out Boanga blast after the goal, which people were like, hey, that's Happy Foot's thing. They should credit them. No, I'm so excited that it just could become a team thing. The idea of coming up with a term for a player that the team uses is like a childhood dream.
That's, yeah. The whole thing is that it's like a normal
thing. But there is
a
t-shirt for sale, right? Like, they can still get a t-shirt that says "Walk on it before Christmas," right?
And we happen to be where you get that t-shirt, not LAFC.
If you want to get your loved one a Boanga Blast t-shirt this holiday season, just go to happyfootsadfootpod.com. Beautiful Boanga Blast t-shirt. Fits well, makes you look skinny. You don't need Ozempic. You just need this t-shirt. A couple of other happy feet I want to get out there. Boanga, after the goal, did not do a flip on turf, which I was very thankful for. Chose to not do a front flip. The Hollingshead, I thought, played an incredible... I mean, our entire back line did great. But Hollingshead had a couple of really, really good plays. And especially for a guy who was a step slow for a lot of the season, feels great to see him play a game like that. Tillman's pass to Boanga on that goal was really, really great. And Tillman, we've given a lot of shit to in recent months. And I think we need to give him his flowers for that build-up play. And Tillman also saving a goal on the line, being in the right place at the right time. It wasn't a well-struck ball, but Max went the other way and Tillman saved that goal. Tillman had a great game for us, and we give him shit sometimes, so I want to make sure that he gets his due.
Yeah, I mean, his biggest knock has been mentality, right? And that was like, if one game where you were like, oh no, Tillman, like, you got to be up to it. Like Darren said, we had to play their game, and he was actually up to it in every respect of the physical battles and just keeping his head, really.
Yeah. Also, I think once you saw that Boanga was on that Bogus was on the bench, you were thinking like, okay, who's it coming in for? Is it Tillman? Is it Vela? And it seemed like totally not even an issue once it was Vela. It seemed like the kind of thing where it's like, he's coming in for Vela, but it's like, but Tillman's not quite that. Maybe he should have come in for Tillman. It's like, no, Tillman proved himself. We're good.
I want to just ask where the people are that were, I think maybe 2 months ago, maybe even more recently, wanting Steve Cherundolo fired. I know there are a lot of people who wanted Steve Cherundolo fired.
Some people in the chat. Maybe.
And I think they might have been really mean to Vince online when he said that they shouldn't fire Steve Cherundolo. So I'm just curious where those people are that wanted Steve Cherundolo fired, because he made two interesting calls in the starting lineup. Chiellini starting on the turf at Sir Long was a risk, and we saw that it could have been a big risk early on when Jordan Morris blew the fuck by him, and I thought we were in a lot of trouble, but Max was there. And also Tillman over Bogus, which I think we all love Bogus and think he's one of our best players, so not starting him in a game as important as this, huge risk. Steve Cherundolo's risks continued to pay off in the playoffs. Vince, any happy feet that we've missed? Anything tactically we haven't talked about? You're the smart one.
I mean, there wasn't a lot of tactics in this game, as you guys saw. It was a lot of fouls. It was just a physical. And like I said at halftime, you just got to go play to play and just kind of figure it out, because it wasn't a day to be pretty. And they did that. I would say my happy foot that we haven't touched on yet, just because we've done so many, so now we're down the line, Oliveira's dummy to set up Boanga off the pass. Really smart play by, look, when you're 21 years old and you're a hot shot winger, there's not a lot of times where you're like, I'm going to let that ball go. But he did it. And the fact that he came off of playing in South America on Tuesday, has an injury, really gutted it out. I think you got to say that's a happy foot. Hopefully he's still okay after that. It seems like he's okay, but that was news to us. And I think it was really good to see him kind of gut everything out. And then just a really smart play by a young player that, you wouldn't fault him if he wanted to get on the ball, because he wants to do things. That's what they do.
I was going to mention Oliveira too. He had a few really smart, he sold some fouls really well that were not really there, but got some really good set pieces set up.
Yeah. Another big happy foot, the shithousery from our team. I think it's so fun. It's so fun when you're the ones doing it. You know, I hate it when it's happening in our stadium.
Yeah.
But just the waiting to come out. Ooh, I loved it. The Hollingshead jumping in front of Stefan Fry to stop the pun. Boy, did I love it. Just love the shithousery. And also Maxime a huge happy
dared. Sorry, I was saying Maxime dared him to give him the yellow until he finally did.
He wanted it.
You do that. You do that on purpose, because you know you get one. And so he takes the one, and then you go, okay, you'll give me a yellow. Maybe you'll give me a yellow in the next one. And then when he does, you just go, that's fine. I mean, like, honestly, if you're a goalkeeper, you should be getting a yellow every game for something like that, because you're not going to get another one.
They're not going to give you a red for that. Well, I was just going to say a happy foot that we haven't discussed is we get to play another fucking home game. And there's been a lot of talk about it potentially being the last season for Giorgio Chiellini, the last season for a very important man named Carlos Vela. He says he wants to come back. I would love him back. We'll see how those contract conversations go. We get to play one more at home, and we get to at least cheer on Carlos Vela and Giorgio Chiellini at home one more time. I hope it's not the last for either of them, but there's a real chance of it. And I'm very, very excited that we get to do that, although I think I can't go to the game. But we'll get to that.
Don't worry. Your credit card's already been charged, and it's probably been charged for MLS Cup, just in case there's some way that it could possibly happen. But you'll get credited for the first game of next season.
We've got callers.
Sorry. Let's go to the call. It's just been so fun to talk. Also, thanks, everybody, for hanging out in the chat. It's popping. Thank you for being here. Hit the thumbs up.
All right. Daniel is joining us on the show. Welcome back to the show, Daniel. How are you doing today?
Holy shit. For us? Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. I was, my heart's still like partially racing, but I want to get to the good stuff. Maxime Crépeau, last season, I was up in North End when he broke his leg. My fucking goodness, man. Those fucking saves were unreal. Second happy foot, it was really risky. I don't know if I would have done it if I was trying to, but I do like some of the mind tactics he shot out there. It could have really backfired on us, but the Seattle, they let it get to their head and it cost them. So just an intense game all around as a neutral. Man, that was physical. All Seattle LAFC games are like, Jesus, they're not good for our health, honestly. But
it's like there's mud on the field when there isn't.
Yes. It is,
you're right. That is the one sad foot I have for this game, which is, boy, was that like the most stressful I felt in a long time. I literally took a Klonopin in the last 20 minutes of the game because I couldn't. My heart was pounding so hard. And I'm just alone in a hotel room in New York, like ready to explode. And just assuming the worst. So I think you're right. That's the one sad foot for the game.
My biggest sad foot is, I got to say this, Ted fucking Uncle. He's the Tim Donaghy of Major League Soccer. Yes, I know. It's an intense playoff game. The fans are not happy. People are agitated. Players are fighting. They're literally playing for their lives. But you got to maintain some sort of control. And throughout these 90 minutes today, and it's a trend of Ted Uncle in all of his games I've seen him ref, whether it's LAFC or other MLS teams, he's the epitome of unprofessional. You need to maintain control of the environment of the game when you're reffing. And I just didn't see that tonight. So MLS has got to do something with the ref, because Ted Uncle, people like him, they need to be booted out from the league.
Well, they already have done something, Ted Uncle, Daniel. They actually named him a finalist for the referee of the year.
It's true, they did. I'm sorry to say, Ted Uncle already taken. He's on our happy foot column tonight. So.
Yeah. Daniel.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the ironic thing about Ted Uncle I've always thought is, like, he does assert himself like you're supposed to do to take control of the game, like you would think someone should do, but he's just wrong. Like, it's crazy. There's so many refs that are like too passive. He doesn't have that problem, but he's just wrong every time.
I think all four conference semifinal games have a ref controversy. I don't think there's a single one that didn't have something pretty crazy happen with a ref. And I know they're never going to do anything with the pro system because it's built in and it's too hard to figure out something else. But boy, is there a systemic problem with our referees. And it's never a good sign when people know the name of a ref. That means they're not a good ref. And every MLS fan knows Ted Uncle's fucking name.
Well, tonight he's Uncle Ted.
I love Uncle Ted. Thanks so much for calling in, Danny.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. We've got another caller waiting. Our good friend, heel of the foot.
Oh, it says Jeff Tock. It says here, Jeff Tock. Oh, hi, Jeff. So great to see you.
It's really nice to see you too, Travis. So we're just going to pretend like they played well. That's the bit we're doing this game?
Yes,
I mean, the heel cool. of the foot. I know they played great.
I love it.
Who has said that they played well?
Come on.
Good point, Vince.
They played well? We said that they played a game that was ugly, and they were able to win ugly. That is the highest form of praise we were able to give for them.
Well, then let's delve deeper into that. This is not like a tactical masterclass. This is like a shithousery genius thing. We got lucky that Maxime Crépeau made four fingertip saves that went over the bar, and then Bouanga finishes one chance. Like, we got our asses kicked, fellas. And like, it's fine. Like, we never win these, so I'm thrilled. But that is the most dispiriting way to win a game. That does not like make me feel like I'm gonna have a good time Houston plays at LAFC? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I get to pay to be fucking terrified that we're going to get our asses kicked by Hector or whatever.
Jeff, drop them in the chat. I guarantee you there's somebody that'll take your tickets.
Will they pay me? All right, yeah. Well,
I said take. I didn't say pay.
Well, listen, we had a long strike, guys.
Jeff, I love you so much because I really was like, I don't know what he's going to say to bring the negativity here. And you did such a good job. I think you did a really good job being the heel of the foot so far. And I want you to know you did.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On that praise, what's option B? Option A is say the team played bad. What's the, like, how could you be like, oh, I have no idea what he's gonna say, the team didn't play well. That's obviously what I'm because gonna say. They didn't play well
because we just won a game and are going to a Western Conference final for the second year in a row, and we're playing at home and we're playing against a much worse team than the one we just beat in their stadium that we haven't won in since our first fucking game we've ever played. So there's a lot to be really fucking happy about, Jeff, we didn't lose. I know it feels like you lost because you're a loser and you always feel like you lost. But in the real world, LAFC won the game and they are winners, which is something you should aspire to be.
Just started watching soccer like 2 years ago, so I won't take this personally. But I like to play the process, Travis, not the result. So the result is fine, but as Vince and I know, as guys who know a lot about soccer, you don't always get the result that works in the process. You know what I'm saying?
Don't like, look at the XG. You love me in there? Nope.
Vince, I know you got
absolutely not, Jeff.
I'll speak for the both of us. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I got you.
In one-off playoff games, it has nothing to do with the process. You win any way you can. If this would have been MLS Cup and we won, would you have been like, "Nah, guys, give it back"?
No. I want 2019 back.
But
the idea of like
we have to talk about that in a different forum because
why are you standing like a man doing TikToks in his mirror? Like, what are you doing right now?
This is my I called in the car and I drive an older car, Travis, because apparently according to you, I'm a loser, which is fine, whatever. No, I have an older car and I didn't want to drain the fucking battery. Or I didn't want to stand on my apartment windowsill and yell at you fucking morons and let my Armenian neighbors get mad at me.
Does that mean you going day one of calling into a podcast where I'm the only one having a bad time? Day four.
My greatest achievement is that I'm able to make the three of you guys have a bad time every time I call. You know what I mean? Let's not pretend like I'm
We're having a great time.
No.
Yeah. Also,
no,
thank you for getting rid of your always hot mic and instead bringing on no mic this time.
Every time I come on, you guys bust my balls about the mic. We end with, and we're going to get him a mic. That just mic just keeps not showing up.
Oh, yeah,
USPS.
We'll see how many people buy those Bawanga Blast t-shirts now that LAFC is tweeting it out. We'll send you a mic, I'm sure.
A mic fund.
Yeah. You guys can get right on there.
Jeff, thank you so much for calling. We should get you a mic. That's a good place to end it. Jeff, thanks so much for being here, you piece of fucking shit. Jeff.
Here's the thing. Now that I've turned...
God, he looks like he was going through a tunnel there somewhere in his bathroom.
Did you honestly think that was going to end well?
You teed that up perfectly. I don't know.
I'm having so much fun. I love LAFC.
We did save all this. We went through like 30 happy foots and
Travis
zero
is literally
sad
the
foots.
Roadrunner And Saved Jeff Talk is the coyote at this point. Like, this is getting epic.
Hey, Jeff Talk's going to show up outside of my house with a gun.
Don't worry. You'll just take like a black dot and throw it against the wall and it'll go through a tunnel because you're the roadrunner.
Oh, yeah. All right. We have a caller. Spencer Porter is joining us.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you all. I do want to bring up something, which is that Seattle did it, while we were definitely defending for our lives in the second half, Seattle tended to just lump in balls. And if there was anything that we were bad at, it is like we've got four really tall guys in the back. Play through them. Like Chiellini is not very quick. Like you'd think they would try to combine, try to get through, and they just were content with just lumping in balls. And you know, genius Taylor Twellman was out there saying, yeah, rip it from 30 yards out. And ripping it from 30 yards out, we'll take that every time. Crepo obviously made a couple of great saves, but boy, if I'm a fan of Seattle, I'm saying, guys, why aren't we trying to play through those guys instead of trying to put it over the top?
Yeah.
All right. I win. All right. Great.
No, I was going to let Darren jump in and give a tactical masterclass.
It is crazy that all of those really nice shots that turned into incredible saves were not like shots you'd want them to, that they would have wanted to take on a good day. Like they were all like, I guess you should take that. And then they happened to be really good shots and then really good saves, but you're right. They didn't have anything. They didn't have like plays going on. I guess you could say we got lucky in that sense. But it was also just good defending. We didn't really give them much.
I'm not going to say that Seattle is Barcelona, but when you watch Barcelona, they know they're not tall. So they don't lump in balls. Like they will hold up the ball on that wing and try to, you know, play through that wing. And they just weren't adjusting.
Yeah, Every time you say lump in balls, I'm going to put the words lump in balls on the screen.
Do it. Make it a shirt, Travis. I don't care.
Well, look,
go ahead, Goldman.
I was going to say Seattle, you're right. Like they should have tried it more because the couple times that they did look good and they didn't really create big chances from it, but it was like moments where I think a lot of LAFC fans were ready to lose it was when they did play through LAFC. But LAFC also did, you know, if you noticed, you had Oliveira and Bwanga at times really far back and really narrow. So they made it so it was like, look, we'll give you the wings. And LAFC basically dared them to do it and Seattle fell for it. Like they were like, fine, if this is what you're going to give us, this is what we'll take. So I think it's smart on LFC's part, but you make a great point. It's like, if you're Seattle, even if LFC gives it to you, you still got to try. Like, cause it just was not coming off against the defense of LFC tonight.
There were a lot of balls in the traffic in the box. Then we cleared it out.
They were lumping in balls. You're right. There was that moment where your Twellman said maybe like for 30 seconds, it's like, hey, LAFC hasn't noticed that there's a guy and he's wide
so
open.
Funny. So funny.
He's so like, he's right there and where? He's wide open and no one has seen him. And then they passed him the ball and he just wailed it over.
From like great. Almost half field. Like what? I'm pretty sure it was on purpose. They weren't guarding him.
I was going to say, if you guys ever getting good with LAFC, I would love to see a little 10-minute YouTube of either one of you two. And Vince, I'm keeping you out of it, but either one of you two trying to win a header against Giorgio Chiellini. Because that would be hilarious. And that's what I kind of felt like I was watching. Like, okay, try it again. Let's see what you can do this time. Because they just weren't winning any.
Now, Spencer, you've played recreational soccer with both me and Darren. I think you know that I would be able to get some of those headers on Giorgio Chiellini. I think you know that's the quality of play I bring.
If you weren't texting as you were playing, yes, I agree.
I did, in fact, quit that team because people got too mad at me.
That's true.
Honestly, I
don't want to be sad.
And yes. I also quit that team because I was too tired. It was too much running, and it wasn't much running.
both on brand.
Yep.
Yeah, I was playing goalie and I people were yelling at me too much during a penalty shootout. I was like, all right, I'm just not going to play anymore. This wasn't fun.
The field was right across the street from an In-N-Out and that was not good for me.
That's also true. I eventually quit when two people who thought they were team captains, I don't know who was a team captain, were texting me to solve all the issues on the team. And after that, I said, that's enough.
We should do a whole retrospective on this team.
Oh, God.
So also, it was on very, very poorly laid turf when there were lots of injuries. So that was scary, too.
Well, yeah. In a recreation team having thinking that they need to text during the week to figure out their problems. No, I don't have time for that. And I like to play soccer.
No, awful.
I miss playing. I do.
Yeah.
Spencer, thank you so much for calling in and bringing up that we didn't win. Seattle lost. And I think that's an important thing.
Yeah, they suck.
To bring up. Yeah, they suck. Not Seattle sucked. Macklemore sucked. They're not.
And for coining,
they're not parts. Lump,
and for coining lump balls in.
Yeah, lump those balls in, everybody.
Lump those balls in. And that's a good reminder to check your balls. Make sure there's no lumps. And if there are, go see a doctor. If there's a lump in your balls. Okay.
Okay.
Brought to you by LFC sponsor, Kaiser Permanente.
They are calling in. What's the Galaxy sponsor? Oh, the sperm bank. It's like, who wants a Galaxy fan sperm to be?
Who would also tell you to check, right? I mean,
well, maybe they're trying to do some kind of scientific analysis on the sperm of people who've had Herbalife and, you know, what that does to you.
Whoa.
It's like a battle of sponsors.
That's another level.
Someone pointed out in the comments, I'm trying to find it now. When I said that Houston is a worse team than Seattle, they pointed out that we did not lose to Seattle this year, but we lost twice to Houston. And I think that is something worth talking about. Vince, what are you seeing?
Remember the time of year it was?
Yeah, that was a fun time. Vince, your prediction
coming up. I think they match up well against Houston. Houston is an interesting team, but I don't think we can really take anything from those games. It was LAFC coming off of losing to Leon. Remember they had like back to backs with them. Guys were out. Guys were gassed. I just don't know. I will say that Houston's probably even better than they played then, but that LAFC team was a shadow of who we even thought they were. And Seattle was a better team. Look at the standings, guys. Seattle was a better team than Houston.
I might be out of date here, but last time I checked on Houston, they were getting like sneaky hot right at the end.
And then they petered off a little bit. Like everyone thought, oh no, is LAFC in trouble? Is Houston going to hop up? And they had kind of tough going against our RSL team that barely had, like Chicho Wrong was playing on one leg, didn't play in the first game, just played at home and then played in the third game. Like, again, they're a good team. They've won an Open Cup. They beat Messi to win the Open Cup. You can't take that away from them. But I do think that at home, LAFC matches up. Like, it'll be a better game to watch. We'll say that. I guarantee you, reporter is going to go to Steve. Hey, is anything you can take from those games? And he's going to say, absolutely not. Like, even if there was, it's just so far in the past. Like, both teams are so different.
I want to point out what the chat is just illuminating to us right now, which is that it seems as if this game qualifies us for the Champions Cup because all three other remaining contestants in the playoffs have qualified already. That's what they're saying. I don't know if that's true, but there's a bunch of people celebrating in the comments right now that we've made it into the Champions Cup for CONCACAF after winning this game. Vince, does that seem right?
I thought that they made it so it was only the MLS Cup winner, not the finalist. So I think
it's the Western Conference winner as well.
Okay.
And I think Houston's already in because of the Open Cup, right?
Yeah, I think the way it goes is that it will go to the next in line in points, not LAFC. Like LAFC wins MLS Cup, they're in. But if LAFC loses, then it's not going to go to them just because they were the last loser of the playoffs.
Oh,
it
needs interesting.
It'll go to the
supporter shield standings, right?
Yeah. And I don't think did the crew automatically qualify or they're just there in case.
I don't know.
But either way, there's, I think even Philly's like there's teams ahead of us. I don't think that that's true because or yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't
think the chat is now mad that we've ruined their fun.
Sorry. Just double check it. But I'm pretty sure you haven't won MLS Cup.
If the chat can go out on a limb and claim that we made it, they can go out on a limb and check to see if
the revolution. That is right. The revolution finished more points and it would go to them. So LFC wins it, yeah. But you don't just get in by being like the guy that was around the playoffs longest.
Western Conference Championship?
No, we have to win MLS Cup.
We have to win the MLS Cup.
Yeah, I think that they removed it from the runner-up no longer gets it because there's so many other ways to get in.
If four people say something in the chat, I will believe that it's true. And I just want you guys to know that if four people say anything, I will believe that it's true.
I think that's fair. I think that's only fair.
I mean, I'm not 100%. So like, it's still like good on those people for like keeping that in the back of their mind. But I would just double and triple check because it's so convoluted on how you make it in.
Hey guys,
we're going to win MLS Cup.
The game I was most fucking worried about, we just won. I was so worried. I know it's not easy to win these two games, and we're going to have to do it on the road if we want to do it. But the Seattle at home game was the game I was most scared about. Columbus is a tough place to play. Cincinnati's a tough place to play. I don't know. Seattle's just had our number for a long time. Something that excites me is how many old LAFC players are doing really well for their clubs right now, and they're all still in the fucking playoffs. Escobar on Houston is the reason they're making it. Escobar, who barely played for us, is their star. And then Christian Ramirez tapping it in for the Columbus Crew right alongside Diego Rossi, who hugged him after the goal. I'm rooting for us to play the Columbus Crew in the final just because it would be fun for a storyline's sake to have to play and beat Diego Rossi to slay the beast.
Yeah.
That's true.
Where's everybody that, like, with a couple games to play, we're like, yeah, even if we make it in the playoffs, like, I don't think this team's going to do anything. Literally one win away from MLS Cup, and they'll have the home game. And we told you, like, just calm down.
Actually, I don't know if you were listening to Jeff talk, but we had our asses handed to us tonight, so.
We did. And you know what? If Seattle would play in that game in LA, we would know for sure that they would be going through at MLS Cup.
I think we lost, actually. I think we lost tonight.
You know what? I think they're actually not going to let us play that game.
We're not allowed to play.
Like we said, there is a chance they're just going to let Miami take our spot. I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to
Miami. There is a chance. Yeah, that's true. We have another caller, Luke Clip, LAFC Luke. Welcome back to the show.
We did it, baby.
Always a good antidote to heel of the foot, I feel like.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like I should have to be. I mean, we should just not allow that kind of negative energy to even enter this space.
Oh, it's like, allowed. It's all allowed.
We just had 90 minutes of incredible amounts of stress. Why do we need that? We don't need that. We don't need that. I don't need that. Who needs that? We won. Who cares?
Listen, we promise nothing but the full spectrum here.
Look, we played really, really pretty soccer in 2019, and we won the Supporters' Shield playing really pretty soccer. And guess what also happened? We lost the Western Conference Finals playing really pretty soccer. I don't care if it looked ugly. We won. And I don't care if it looked ugly because we beat Seattle in a place they never lose in the playoffs. They never lose there in the playoffs. We beat them. I don't care if it's ugly.
I think that it also proved that, like, that's the only way you're going to beat them. Like, they force that. Like, either you're going to lose an ugly game or you're going to win an ugly game.
Well, and think about it. Other than beating Austin in the Western Conference Final, what pretty game did they win in the playoffs last year?
I mean,
and again, this
whole game was like, and then
that wasn't pretty at all.
No. And that's the thing that's different about from the team a few years ago. This team. And Vince, you can back me up in this or not, but I feel like this team understands the playoffs is a different beast. You have to be willing to win ugly, and that's something we're seeing very different.
And you have more MLS veterans on the team, right? Like, that 2019 team was stacked with players, but a lot of them didn't quite understand the culture of what an MLS playoff was. Now you have guys that get it, and they understand it doesn't matter if it's ugly. You just want to move on. Because look, like I said, last season, Austin was probably the only game that they actually really played pretty. But we all remember that as some kind of this brilliant ass kicking by LAFC throughout the playoffs, and it kind of wasn't. That's what happens when you win the cup, though. When you win the cup, you get to look back on it fondly, and it doesn't matter. No one can tell you anything because you won the cup. That's what you got to hope for. That's why all that matters is winning and surviving.
Bwanga Blast, pint glass being shown on the screen. Wow. Of course, Bwanga That's Blast awesome. Merch available now at happyfootsadputpod.com. Bwanga Blast, the official name for a Denny Bwanga goal as coined by Yoni Lotan on this program.
I'm bringing the merch.
I love it. You know, the t-shirt always gets the spotlight. But if you're drinking Bwanga Blast,
it's good
to have something to drink it out of, you know?
Actually, the pint glass is the move.
I think that's the move.
What you were saying about ugly soccer last playoff, I do remember when Kellen Acosta scored in the finals and being like, I hope we don't win 1-0, because that was such a boring, shitty goal to have one off of. Like a weird deflection. It would have just been a shitty... I mean, obviously, it didn't end up being like that. Ooh, you have the Kellen Acosta jersey as well. Kellen, the king of shithousery.
Careful, Travis. Careful. He's my man.
I love Kellen Acosta, but it wasn't a pretty goal that he scored. It was like a dink off the wall.
You know what? Travis, don't be Jeff talking this group. Don't do that. Goal is a goal. Okay. And against the MLS,
we won't keep her.
And we're not going to relitigate MLS Cup 2022 because we won it. And that's all that matters.
Well, speaking of Jeff's talk, besides him, we have had a lack of sad feet on the show. You had something in the comments earlier, Luke, that I'll bring up on the screen now as a sad foot. Denny game taking the shot in the dying moments rather than going to the corner with it to drain the clock.
Add
but he
to
also
that,
got the game winner.
Add to that how stupid that foul was right after doing it, too.
Yes.
Remember, yes. In our own turn, I was like, Denny, what are you doing?
I thought that's
exactly back and knocking
like,
him
if,
over.
If he literally... Yeah, if he loses his mind for this 1 minute and they get an equalizer, because also we had kind of gone for broke, right? So, like, I would had no faith in LAFC if they had to go to extra time. But if, of all people, you don't want it to be Denny to do it, like, because he's done so much, but he just lost his mind in that little space.
That's a little, I kind of want to just be like, Denny, it's Denny going to Denny a little bit. Like, what else would you expect him to do?
Yeah.
There was a pass to be made to Bogusz in that moment, too, if he wanted to. And you could see Bogusz was a little like, if you're not going to go to the corner, make the smarter play. But I mean, he is the fifth, as of tonight, the fifth highest goal scorer on the planet on the year across all competitions. So if he wants to take the shot, I think that's fine. He's number five on the planet. He's like fifth or sixth.
Travis,
I don't remember the exact
number. Travis, that was never going in. That was never going in.
You don't get to that five spot by dribbling it to the corner or passing.
Jesse brings up a good point, which we haven't said for a while. He does have a problem, true. And I am worried about him, and I want him to get help in 2 weeks' time. I would love for him to get help.
This was something we brought up in one of the first games of the season, and we haven't checked back in on it. Thank you so much for bringing that back up in the chat. Yeah, we shouldn't be too hard on him because clearly he's really struggling with this addiction and it's gotten to him and it's a spiral. We all know once you score, you're never going to get that same level of high on the subsequent goals.
You're just chasing.
It's tough. It is a long road ahead for him that, yes, as Travis said, we hope he definitely gets help for that in a few weeks.
And we need
rock bottom. We need to bring Jeff back to tell us why it's a problem that Denny is scoring like this, because we need to really evaluate how difficult this is for the team.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to disagree about the addicted, because I'm going to go with the Keith Richards school, because people used to ask him, well, how did you end up not falling the wayside like a lot of your friends, chasing the dragon, as we said? And he said, well, I just always did the best stuff, so I wasn't chasing anything. And Denny just always has the best goals, baby. So he's not chasing anything.
That's true.
I need to see the goal he scored on every possible angle, because I mean, he made their keeper.
Why am I blanking on his name?
On Fry.
Fry.
Mr. Stefan Fry looks so bad. It was so great.
The original Mr. Fried man himself.
The Mr. Fry man.
A little nervous about Houston, but I have to say, I agree with Vince on this. I feel like we faced them at a moment where our whole team was just kind of like in this like survival mode after just giving everything in that CONCACAF final and then barely sort of eking out a couple games right after that. And Houston was back to back 4 days apart. It was horrible. You know, but I'm getting similar vibes to like Austin last year, the one team that beat us both times when we played them, another Texas team. And it was this feeling of like, can we actually finally beat them in the Western Conference Finals at BMO? And I'm hopeful that we may see something similar this time around. I'm less worried, and maybe I should be more worried, but I'm less worried about Houston than I was about going into Seattle or facing Vancouver on their shitty turf.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Luke. Well, thank you so much for calling in, as always.
Yes.
We love you, guys. Yes. See you soon.
Thank you, Luke. Jeff Talk was just in the chat calling us out for toxic positivity. I'm going to take that as a request. I think we should underline, as Luke just said, Bwanga's goal was beautiful, like a beautiful goal. And we've mentioned how great Maxime's saves were, but like they're not just like a great goal and great. Those were amazing. That was an amazing shot. And like incredible saves. So I just want to give those some extra flowers.
We didn't win on like a butt fumble goal. You know, we didn't win on like a Kellen kicking it off the guy goal. Like it was still a great goal. And yeah, Max,
you might even call it a blast.
Yeah, you would. I think a lot of people would these days, you know, just a Bwanga blast.
They're saying it's the way that you're supposed to do it.
And the way they, I mean, and then I think the part that people are forgetting though is you're supposed to go boinga blast, boing boing, and then have
and then, rabbit ears boing boing like a bunny, which got really mucked up when Fufu Krastev came to the team because he's also a bunny thing.
We just need to get it on the broadcast now.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Zivin or Taylor could yell out Boanga Blast. They would have totally redeemed themselves from whatever everyone's saying about tonight, right? Like, we all need Brethos.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, I get that. Maybe you're.
I tried to slip Max a lot of messages to say in broadcasts over the years, and he didn't say one, though. So he's no good. No, he won't. Yeah. He's too much of a. In the one time you Max is professional, it's the time when you don't want him to be. When you ask him like to
when
say
he's on the clock.
On air for you. Yeah.
Being a professional.
I'm just saying. There's so many other times when he could be a professional. He just chooses this one time.
That's true.
He's a real motherfucker those other times. Yeah. No, we love Max. He's the best. The one thing I do want to say is that as we were sitting there watching this game, there's 70 people still here hanging out 45 minutes after the game, and I thought that there was
like
a chance
that
this
you
was,
are, Travis.
Yeah, right? There was a chance this could be our last live stream. It's not going to be, but I just want to thank everyone so much for allowing us to become part of this community and for hanging out with us and always chatting. The Patreon chat was going crazy over at patreon.com/happywithzed, but I'm selling hard today. And then just Twitter was going. And like everyone's still hanging out near, it means a lot that you've helped us build this community. It's so fun to fucking do this with you. And I'm so excited to do it for two more games because we're going to win MLS fucking Cup back to back, baby. And let's end the show there. Thank you so much for hanging out, everyone. I'm Travis Helwig.
I'm Darren Miller once more.
And I'm Vince LaRosa.
Goodbye. Love you. Bye.
We love you. Bye. We love you, Drew Carey. Bye. Fuck Starbucks, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.